Identifying the strategy for action. Identifying the strategy for action is a very powerful strategy to find out how you've been running your life, to get take action. And what most people do is they use the source or the impetus for taking action mostly comes from external events, external stimulus. And what does that mean? Well, I'm obsessed with how we change our lives, how we grow, how we become better, how we take action, how we don't take action. And there's two types of people in the world. There's people who are affected by things. In other words, the doctor comes in and says, you know what? You know, you're 300 pounds overweight, your arteries are clogged, you need to go on a diet or you're going to die tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, because they have an external force, because they have somebody who tells them, even though they know they had the information long ago, now that they've got the external force and because they've become certain because someone else told them, they change their diet. They start working out. They do whatever. Or their finances. So many people know that they should be doing something with their finances. They know they should be doing something different. But what do? They go along and they intentionally ignore what's going on. And not because they ignore it, but because there is no external influence that forces them to take control of their finances, therefore they don't. Why? Because they don't have an internal force. See, there's two types of people, like I said before. There's people who are driven and run their life by their internal compass, and those who run it by an external compass. And the external compass is events, circumstances, people, and other things that come from outside of them, sensations. Those people who run their lives from the internal compass, in other words, that's their vision, their dreams. They create it first inside, and then they act based upon that vision, that dream, what they want, that vision in the future. And yeah, they're both face external events. Both face what other people's considerations are. But what happens is if you're internally driven, then you do what you're based upon your internal compass. However, you're in control and you feel great. The other person's never in control because the external world is always pushing them around. And they're always uncertain because they're always wondering and they're always fearful about what the external world's going to do. And rightfully so, because the external world is not necessarily the most friendly place. It's not a terrible place, but it is if you are always an effect of the world. I believe the world's a wonderful place if you're internally driven. If you're externally driven, I think it can be quite fearful. So how are you driving your life, and how do you fix this if you're externally driven? You get a vision. You get a new identity. You get a new possibility that you live into, that you become. It's the dream that you keep inside of you. You nurture it, and you live it. And pretty soon it starts showing up in the external world. This is what we call a vision. And when you have a vision that you create and you keep inside of you, and you live according to that vision day in and day out, I got news for you. Then you're in control. And the world's a much friendlier, warmer, beautiful place. And you have a lot of confidence and a lot less fear because you're going to be driven based upon what's inside and what you create, not what the world just shows up and is willing to give you. So notice, have you been at effect or are you affecting the world? Are you internally driven or externally driven? Become internally driven and start conquering your fears and living the life of your dreams.